two Southeast Asian nations were the focus of an agricultural trade mission just led by USDA Undersecretary Michael Skuse.
We traveled to Malaysia and the Philippines. We took a trade mission to those two countries. There were six State Departments of Agriculture represented, as well as 21 U.S. companies represented on the trade mission. We've seen over the last 5 years our trade to those countries actually double. We're looking at a market that's almost $5.5 billion. So it is a sizable market for us. We took companies ranging from equipment companies to meat companies, grain companies as well. When you look at what we're currently exporting, when you look at the trade in dairy products, the trade in the feed grains, there's a potential for an expansion of those markets and looking at some additional markets. The tree nut industry has grown tremendously in that area, so we're looking at the further expansion into that business as well.
Skuse is enthusiastic about the potential fruits down the road of this trade mission.
With the conversation that I had with representatives of the different companies, I think that there's a real possibility that this could be one of the most successful trade missions that we've done so far. If you look at the growth in the economies of those countries and the growth in the middle class sector, and then they want the very best products that money can buy. And the United States is recognized as being a producer of top quality products.
Combined export sales to Malaysia and the Philippines have doubled over the last 5 years to over $5 billion, and Skuse expects this trade mission to result in another increase. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.